There are no shortage of Republican and Democratic hopefuls for lieutenant governor this year. The slate of candidates crowds both major party ballots for the state's number two job. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports.
It's the one state job that can't be terminated by the governor. Whoever holds the lieutenant governor's position has to be ready to step up to the plate at a moment's notice.
You're getting on an airplane and the co-pilot doesn't know how to land the airplane, I'd say get off.
That's Republican candidate Meade Treadwell. Four Republicans and three Democrats are vying for their party's nod, and they represent every facet of the political spectrum. They include a seasoned legislator, a business and government leader, an on-air personality, and a man whose middle name is Joker.
There's a bunch of socialist maggots. That's what I'm going to call them, a bunch of maggots.
That's radio talk show host Eddie Burke speaking on air about some people he disagreed with a couple of years ago. He has a sharp bark, but little experience in government work. Burke is a self-styled populist and a conservative who once ran against Mark Begich for city assembly. Burke calls himself a Tea Party candidate who decided to run when current Lieutenant Governor Craig Campbell dropped out of the race.
I got in exactly when he was getting out. And then about a month later or so, then along came Meade Treadwell. And so I don't know. But, you know, I never want to be accused of splitting the vote or being the spoiler because I was in before the other guy was.
Meade Treadwell says he's a high technology entrepreneur with a long business and government record. The single father of three is focused on the economy.
I'm running because I think Alaska's economy is in the most dangerous place it's been in the 33 years I've lived in Alaska. And I feel compelled to make sure our government pays attention to fill up the oil pipeline. We've got to stand up and fight with the federal government that's made 8 decisions this year to help choke off new supplies for TAPS.
Treadwell's public policy resume includes an association with Alaska icon Wally Hickel. He helped to start the All-Alaska Gas Pipeline project in the 80s, served as deputy commissioner of DEC, directed the Alaska Science and Technology Foundation, and chaired the U.S. Arctic Research Commission under President Bush. He's running because Hickel asked him to. Treadwell says his experience at the cabinet level in both the Bush and early Obama administrations could serve the state well in debates over Alaska resource issues.
In the oil business, we have to make sure that we're competitive and attracting investment from around the world, and we also have to make sure that we can come to some kind of agreement with the federal government on access, because there's more oil up there.
Jay Ramras is the only interior Alaskan on the ballot. The Fairbanks hotel owner spent 3 terms in the state legislature, chairing House Resources and Judicial Committees. Ramras says he's got the background in government to make the lieutenant governor's position one that has some clout.
Is an opportunity, I think, to galvanize the will and the wishes of many small constituencies across Alaska, help raft together the interests of Alaskans in different regions to reach out to the Pacific Rim trading partners that are going to be essential for Alaska's robust growth.
He says his focus is the state's economy and his business endeavors will serve the lieutenant governor's position. Ramras employs 250 people.
I understand the regulatory burden that is on our small business owners. And because I'm in the service industry, I have a great deal of empathy for folks that are laddering their way up and those that are trying to stay above a safety net by working to bring that approach to the position that I'm running for.
Despite challenges, Ramras says he's optimistic about the state's future.
The colonial posture that we assumed for so much of our last 50 years, which is to be at the end of the supply chain, that cannot be the blueprint for Alaska's future going forward. I remain hopeful of a large diameter gas pipeline, but only when the global marketplace is ready for it. I am an advocate of providing for in-state natural gas.
The fourth Republican candidate, Bob Joker Lupo, resides in Eagle River. He's a military veteran, a stand-up comic, and a poet. Lupo has never held public office. Democratic candidates Diane Benson and Lynette Marino Hintz are both Alaskan natives hailing from the state's southeast. Benson is noted for her perennial runs at office and in a 2006 election grabbed almost 41% of the vote away from Congressman Don Young. She ran for Alaska Lieutenant Governor in 2002. Benson is a writer, actress, published author, and an outspoken anti-war advocate. She even once drove a tractor-trailer truck on the Trans-Alaska Pipeline line as one of the few women truck drivers hired. Lynette Marino-Hintz calls herself a Native activist and has taken a role in community service with leadership stints with organizations as varied as the Alaska Native Sisterhood and the Anchorage Cab Drivers Association. Bingo parlor operator Jack Powers is a longtime Alaskan who came up with the military and has remained in Anchorage. He raised two boys as a single father. Libertarian candidate Jeffrey Brown is running unopposed. I'm Ellen Lockyer.